Okay, folks, it's time now to check out what's going on at Film 4, something we always do here. We've been doing this since just before Christmas, I think. And, you know, that's what we do here, part of our service. Yes, completely free as well, yes. Don't charge a penny. No. Donations welcome. But there we go. Right, moving on. Let's have a look. Get myself out of this hole I'm digging for myself. The 7th of March, which is today, of course, has been an interesting one. There's a very sad film at 9 o'clock tonight called Terms of Endearment with Jack Nicholson. You may have seen it. I remember watching it a long, long time ago. It was on BBC One or something, like in 1987 or whatever. A very, very, very sad film, tearjerker, so don't watch it by yourself. If you do, that's 9 o'clock tonight, and after that, The Proposition, an Australian outlaw. It's got Guy Pearce in it. Now, I would not normally recommend it. It's reading the thing, I mean, except for the fact it's got Guy Pearce in it, Mike from Neighbours. It sounds a bit rubbish. It's got strong language, brutal violence and rape. So I would avoid watching this film. I would avoid it with a barge pole, quite frankly. But I just thought it's quite interesting because it's got Guy Pearce in it. But once I've sort of read the information, quite frankly, I would not. It would be the last. If this were the last film on the entire planet, and let's face it, I'm sure Hollywood's brought us worse than this over the years. But if this was the last film on the telly, I would not watch it. So I'm not watching it. It's got Guy Pearce in it anyway. And on that rather bleak note, that's it for today. Bit of a rubbish podcast, this one, actually, but you know, there we go. We have to take things as we find them. I am very disappointed in Hollywood, generally, these days. I read in the Daily Mail, not necessarily the most liberal newspaper, is it, Pilar? Not really. No, but I read that they, Hollywood this year, I think something like one in three films or one in six films will be a spin-off or a sequel or a sort of connected with a previous one, basically. Like another Batman, another Spider-Man, all that sort of thing. Which is quite depressing. It goes to show with such a strong distribution arm, Hollywood is pretty rubbish when it comes to actually coming up with ideas, new original content and everything. And that's what it's all about these days, original content. And it's quite depressing. Not so much Hollywood as, well, maybe we can launch a new competition, Pilar, if you can find a better name than Hollywood, which truly reflects the quality of the films coming from that particular peak, then perhaps we can give you a prize of some sort. So there we go. There's the there's your task, if you like. If you can come up with a better name for Hollywood. Of course, apart from anything, it's sort of copyrighted, isn't it, Hollywood? If you take a picture of the Hollywood sign, you have to get permission to use it in a commercial venture, which I think is a bit strange, but there we go. The actual Hollywood, the font that they use has been copyrighted. So if you can come up with a better name, which sort of better reflects the sort of quality of Hollywood, then I would be quite interested in receiving a line from you. This has all been spawned from the fact that I've just read the synopsis of The Proposition, and it got me a bit angry because that's I think we can do better than this kind of rubbish which we keep on importing all the time. I think we can do much, 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 much better. The King's Speech is the perfect example. It was made with 10 million quid, which is way, 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 way below the average cost of a sort of Hollywood big film. So if we can make those kinds of films and win an Oscar, with only 10 million quid, what on earth are we doing importing all this rubbish? Discuss. That's the homework for you for today. But I really am truly appalled at the quality of films these days. So anyway, your thoughts on that, as always, you can drop them off on our Twitter page, twitter.com/EnglishRadio.